we continue to conduct heavy surveillance on the compound every day.
Reveal, the hunt for Bin Laden is the latest exhibition from the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. For the first time, previously sealed evidence and artifacts will be displayed to the public.
We made choices of specific things that were very much tied to a particular moment in the hunt for Bin Laden.
Clifford Channon is the deputy director of programs at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum.
Including, for example, the backpack that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed had when he was taken into custody. That's shown in the exhibition. But also more generic things, a cassette tape, a large binder that has bomb-making instructions in it, things that could have been found in dozens of places, but were taken from one place as an example of the kind of training that these people were going through.
Channon says the exhibition artifacts are accompanied by interviews with intelligence officials closely connected to the 2011 raid on Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan.
You will see in the exhibition, in silhouette, because some of them are still working, some of the key analysts who actually had to break down this intelligence material, explaining what it was they were looking for and how they put the pieces together. We spoke to six of the SEAL operators who were on the raid, from their perspective, what it looked like, what they were doing, how this was carried out.
Mary Galligan was with the FBI during the hunt for Bin Laden, where she was special agent in charge of cyber and special operations for the New York office.
Every time you thought you had a piece of information that was the piece of information, there was disappointment. Looking back, it's much easier to see that every piece of information became important. You just didn't know it at the time.
I always get the question when I talk about this, and I don't talk about it very much. Why didn't we find Bin Laden? The simple answer is he was hiding in some very remote areas. It is hard to find a single individual in the world when they truly try to hide.
Mark Kelton, a retired chief of the CIA's Counterintelligence Center, remembers the various strategies discussed before raiding Bin Laden's Pakistan compound.
They included, of course, ground assault, working with locals, the option of bombing, and finally, a raid. There were a lot of reasons we didn't settle on the first three, but the principal reason was we needed to have a body, we needed to have proof. Aerial bombardment, we may not have gotten DNA or sufficient proof, and there would have been conspiracy theories afterwards that Bin Laden was still alive. We didn't want that. Ultimately, the decision was made to go with the raid.
Kelton was the CIA station chief in Pakistan during the compound raid, known as Operation Neptune Spear.
And this was what's called a compartmented operation. Many people in the station didn't know about it. Only those that were directly involved in supporting the operation. And they had heard about it, so I had the opportunity and the honor to tell people that were working in a very difficult environment that we had delivered justice to a murderer. And it was a proud moment. And it still brings emotion.
The compound raid leading to the death of Osama bin Laden was the culmination of a 10-plus year search. And for the first time, that story is being brought to life through an exhibition, Revealed, the hunt for bin Laden at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York City. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Ang Santos.